T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
Joe Cowley.
We are so numb in the city to what the Bulls have done to us from a basketball standpoint. To actually step back and to hear the names Ronnie Steele and the grind that true Chicago basketball is about is just a reminder of how far off we are between Bulls and Chicago basketball, and how the Bulls are missing out on this opportunity to embrace that by bringing the right guy in to kind of bridge all of that together and sell that to free agents and sell that to superstars to come here, because there's something here. The idea that, oh, it's cold, that's BS. You know, there's other places that are cold where superstars are going. So that's what the All-Star Weekend really did for me. It was frustrating that bridge hasn't been gapped between the two.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on The Score.
Bernstein and McKnight broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios. Visit your local Hyundai dealer. Test drive the Hyundai Palisade today. Mark Schanowski is going to join us at 10. We'll do the midday midway at 10:40. And things for you, because you're listening, a pair of sweet tickets to see Monster Jam Triple Threat 3 at Allstate Arena. That includes food and beverage, and a pair of tickets to see The Masked Singer live at the Rosemont Theater on June 5th. Apparently, those were much coveted yesterday.
Is that right?
As I thought they would be.
Well,
I think there are a lot of husbands and fathers out there who might be saying, I'm going to snag these for a date night with the
wife.
Here's
a way to score some points.
A present for the kids. So those could be yours. You got to be listening if you want to win. 312-644-6767. That's the number at WSCR, The Score. You can email us at Bernstein and McKnight at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We stream at 670thescore.com. You want to send a text to the Text Zone, brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. You go to 67011. When you send, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein underscore MCK. He's at C1 McKnight. I am at Dan underscore Bernstein. Now, this is critical. You got to do this. You got to get yourself the radio.com app.
Shaka Khan.
Ladies and gentlemen, Shaka Khan.
Oh, that's fantastic. I don't know when in the song that was. That's the national anthem. That is the national anthem. Everyone knows it. Everyone has heard it so many times, and no one can point out when that was. No one can point out what comes next.
I love that she gives you...
No one knows what came before that.
And she gives you a little extra one in there, too. Like, she gives you the... Bleh! Then she gives you a... Bleh!
I'm not done.
At the end, it's like Terry.
Just picking notes.
Just picking,
I don't know, this
whatever.
One.
Quit yelling.
Stop caterwauling.
Anyway, download the radio.com app. It's wonderful. You can go back and listen to Shaka Khan.
And when you do, you can stream The Score on your mobile devices. You can video stream the show. Hello.
Hey. Hi. How's it going?
What's up?
It's Connor with one N who is directing the video feed.
Yeah,
right?
Connor with two N's here.
Right.
One N over there.
Yeah, you don't trust the Connor with one
it's
N.
It's tough. It's tough.
Yeah.
You just kind of...
Something's like not right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really?
Interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. Jay Zawoski is our executive producer. Rick Camp is on the board. And the executioner, Ray Diaz, is the man in the back doing what he does. Here's my question. What did David Ross say yesterday?
I don't know. He had his meeting with the team. It's going to be kept within the room. It's for those boys in uniform and I suppose the training staff and coaches and whatnot. But apparently it was a rousing come to David kind of talk.
And it had to be weird, though, because Chris Bryant's like, yeah, I'm ready to run through a wall. How do you give the speech? And I know that this is like he's waited all his life to give this speech. But how do you give a speech knowing that all of this, the unity, the togetherness, the guys in this room, all of the tropes of the managerial speech can be undone by the trade of one of their pillars, one of their supportive pillar players.
The Cubs have to start this season under a very strange, strange circumstance.
That's what I mean. How do you do that? How do you get them ready to go and be like, oh, yeah, by the way, Chris Bryant has just been dealt?
Scoreboard update.
Good morning, fellas. How we doing?
Well,
good. How are you,
like
Kevin?
Shaka Khan.
Doing excellent. Doing a lot better than Aubrey Huff is this morning.
I think he's a tool.
I think that's pretty much every day.
Pour right? one out for him. From the Chicago. I will not. I will keep all of my liquid.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bernstein McKnight on Sports Radio 670 WSCR, The Score, trying to figure out exactly how David Ross created that speech that got him all going yesterday and what he's ready to say when they're arguably their best position player is traded.
It's a really strange place to start a season.
All that stuff I said, remember that stuff about we're all in this together and let's go get him, and
right.
Chris wanted to run through a wall. Well, he ran through a wall, but he left. He
ran through a wall and he's now in Braves camp. It's great. Remember all those months ago when baseball wasn't on fire and there was no philosophical differences between Theo and Joe and none of that happened and we just had a new manager? The part of the conversation of why David Ross was the next manager of the Chicago Cubs and not Joe Espada or whomever else, Joe Girardi, was because, remember, the Cubs told you he aced a mock spring training speech to the club.
Correct.
That was part of the reason he got hired. That was what was offered to us. So it's nice to know that, I don't know, he passed the actual test, that the pre-SAT went well, but the actual SAT has now gone well too, and he's talked to his club and let everybody know where he's going. Whether David Ross, I don't know, really galvanized people or rallied the troops or whatever, I can't get past the fact that Chris Bryant changed the tone of the conversation on Saturday. The way he said what he said, we played a lot of it for you yesterday. You'll hear some of it a little later on today. We're going to talk some about, you know, what it is to build this team and how Bryant thinks, you know, it could get constructed with Javi Baez still there and all the money attached to it. He changed the way you're looking at it. He changed the way the Cubs have to address it. He changed the way Tom Ricketts had to talk yesterday when we carried his press conference.
And Bryant also changed the way you look at him. This is a fully actualized professional athlete who understands his gravity, who understands the power that he wields in this equation in a way that he really hasn't yet betrayed. And maybe if you're a team in the market, now he's always been sort of a yes sir, no sir, you know, yeah, Skipper, I'll do whatever you need me to do. And I'm not saying that he's going to be something other than that.
No.
But as he is now an adult, he's going to be a father. He's about to be incredibly wealthy. Somebody's going to make him generationally wealthy if he's not already. That if you're another team and you're thinking, well, wait a second, this is let's sit up and listen to what this young man is saying, and we're bringing in not that he's a problem,
right?
But he's a presence. He becomes, and he's announcing that he's going to be a presence wherever he is.
When we talked to him during our Scorehouse trip last spring and had him up there to talk,
he was wearing his ninja headband.
Oh, yeah, it was very cool. It's on me. I kind of assumed he could only have a conversation like this with the kind of honesty and speak from the heart kind of tone about hitting, about the game itself, about what it was that he wanted to accomplish on the field.
And remember, when he talked to us last year, that's when he was saying all this stuff about hit the ball on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
It was really an indictment of Chili Davis.
Oh, yeah.
When he's saying, yeah, I'm trying to hit the ball in the air. I'm trying to hit the bottom third of the ball. It was, hey, we need a ground ball. I'm like, no, I want to hit it out.
And there's a stubbornness there. But when it comes to the results that are typical of a healthy Chris Bryant. I think you're happy with that stubbornness. Still, you know, whether it's him talking about the Astros cheating scandal or whether it's him talking about his expectations for a team itself, and he's been asked, you know, what would it be like or how would it work financially to keep all these guys together and how would it look? He's answered it.
Chris, with the way salaries are going, can the Cubs afford to keep all you guys, you and Javi and Wilson? And I mean, there's a lot of young guys that are going to be coming up for...
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't looked at the math of whatever the payroll situation is, but I know that we just got this new network for a lot of money, and the Cubs are one of the most profitable teams out there and one of the most desirable teams. People always want to go to Wrigley Field to watch a game. They want to go to Wrigleyville and see all the bars and everything that's built up. Like, the Ricketts family, they've done a really good job in terms of just changing everything about this franchise, and there's certainly money out there. It's a very, very profitable game, and it's just a matter of, you know, if they want to, I don't know. I really don't, but it certainly would be cool.
If, Chris Bryant.
If they want to.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. And I'm still smarting a little bit over the lack of a follow-up question to Tom Ricketts yesterday when asked about, hey, could you re-sign Javier Baez and Chris Bryant?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. And you never ask a question to which you don't already know the answer if you're in court, right? The answer is yes, of course they could. Any team could. Any team could sign
right.
both of those guys. There's no salary cap. Any team could. And then Tom Ricketts was allowed to slide by saying, well, that's a decision for Theo. And all you have to do is say, Tom, wait, hold on a second. You're the owner. It's your money. If Theo came to you and said, I'd like to re-sign both of these to long-term market-level deals, would you authorize that? Would you spend that money? As simple as that.
Well, that's up to Theo, and if he wants to do that kind of stuff, we'll have that conversation. I mean, he kicks it down the line, but at least you pinned him down to some sort of decision.
You have to. It's not – I mean, of course Theo would make the baseball decision, but ultimately Theo knows that his baseball decisions are constrained by a budget, and he's told you that.
Yeah, and the budget's constrained by exactly how much money the Marquee Network is going to bring in, maybe in its first year, maybe in its second year. Bryant talked – you heard him say it. They've got this brand-new network, shiny and new, all kinds of dollars coming in. But what does that mean for the team on the field? In fact, the next question is, what does that mean for people who want to watch the games?
I still don't know.
Crane Kenny was on with Mully and Haw earlier this morning. Got a couple of cuts from that. And we got to have a conversation about how you're going to watch your Cubs in 2020. That's next. Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
What do you have against the Marquee Network?
Nothing, in theory. It's a matter of where you can find it. Quick programming announcement here. Just want to let you know I've been handed a pair of entries into the 2020 Charity Poker Championship that benefits Camp One Step. And we're going to give these away also. This gives us four things to give away today. We're going to be giving these away between now and noon. If you have yet to register for the poker event, go to camponestep.org to be a part of this fantastic event that is going to send the winner to the 2020 World Series of Poker main event, all expenses paid in Las Vegas.
Are we worried that we're giving too many things away today?
I'm not.
Okay, good, because I didn't think four was too much.
No, because
I'm happy with this.
In the next 2 hours and 15 minutes, we still have four things that we are going to give away.
Good.
And the room is filling up at Galleria Marchetti. It's a week from Thursday. This event is a week from Thursday. So if you plan on playing, if you want one of the high roller seats, if you plan on playing, make sure that you get registered.
Awesome. Good to know. Two pairs of those to give away, or two entries to give away a little later on in the show. So Craig Kenny was on with Mully and Haw this morning talking about the Marquee Network as the Cubs are still trying to resolve their situation with Comcast, one of the largest cable providers in the area. That is still something that's not yet done. And what I find fascinating about this conversation is just how convoluted getting this network can be for people who want to watch this team. And it's amazing to me because, and I'm sorry, but as a member of the millennial generation or whatever, as somebody who understands that you're buying a piece of technology, whether it's your phone or whether it's your over-the-top provider or whether it's your streaming service or your cable or even a remote that you press one button and talk to and then it gets you the thing that you want. What makes technology cool is that it's easy to use. You have it, you say something or press something, and then it gets you what you want. That's what's cool about this. That's what Apple has done for years. It's just making this whole thing accessible.
That's how I felt trying DoorDash for the first time last week.
This is what I'm talking about.
I said to my wife, I'm like, you know, I really could go for a double Whopper with everything. And she's like, why don't you just download DoorDash and get a double Whopper with everything?
Boom.
I'm like, okay.
Done.
And I did. And like 20 minutes later, my double Whopper was there.
And it probably tastes good because there's a whole thing that gets you the deal.
So you live in a commercial?
Kind of.
That's, hey, well, why don't you download DoorDash and get your double Whopper? Hey, sweetie.
That's pretty much. And I went to the app store, like, okay, now I got it. What do I do? Uh-huh. And it walked me right through it and said, put this in there. What's your thing? Okay, great. Whopper.
That's what's cool about technology. That's what's cool about the age we live in. So when we're in a conversation about the Marquee Network, and how to get it, what you have to do to provide Cubs games for yourself over the next little bit. The hoops that exist to get this thing done are kind of stunning to me because it's over and over again baseball marketing itself to the 55, 56-year-old average viewer that they have.
That's the disconnect.
It's over yep. and over again saying, just kind of saying, hey, well, call your cable provider and let them know that you want the Marquee Network. That's not how this works now. You just point and click and get what you want. And sure, that's a spoiled way to look at what you're consuming. And that's a spoiled way to look at what's provided for you in terms of entertainment. But that's the world you live in now. And when you ask people to go through that next step, to call, to ask, hell, we can't get people out to vote. How are you going to get people to call your cable provider for this network that you, I mean, it doesn't happen that way right now. So they're up against it, I think. They're up against convention. They're up against ease. They're up against a precedent in L.A. with the Dodgers.
They're up against their fan base that is old and set in their ways and easily confused. Do you remember when they went to digital ticketing?
Oh, what, Lord.
I mean, yeah. I think they're really underestimating the level of confusion and anger that's going to snap back
at them. And the end of the story is they'll get it fixed a year or two from now, and they'll have everything there for you, and the system will work just fine, and it'll be better, and no one's really going to have, I mean, if they do this right, if they get the contract set, no one's really going to have the animosity anymore, but they're going to fight this for a year, maybe two, because they don't have everything set and ready to roll. Crane Kenny was on this morning with Molly and Haw, and obviously the big announcement was that the Marquee Network is going to be on the Hulu streaming service. Crane Kenny stepped you through exactly how you can access the network via Hulu.
It is where you get your TV shows. Yeah, so there's two different services. Actually, there's a variety of services Hulu offers. The one folks are most accustomed to seeing probably is the library of movies, and I would call it syndicated television shows that have already run, and we would call them reruns back in my day. this is their Hulu. This is the Hulu Live product, which is all of the live television stations. It's really a replacement for cable. So what you get on Hulu plus live TV is everything you would see in a cable bundle. And it's also referred to now sometimes as a skinny bundle. So it's a smaller package. It would be all your local television stations. So ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, WGN, plus all of your sports. So including the Big Ten Network and ESPN. And beginning on Saturday, Marquee Sports Network.
So that's Crane Kenny on Molly Haw this morning. If you're confused about which Hulu it is that you've got to get the Marquee Network, I'll simplify it for you. It's the expensive one. It's not the cheap one. It's the one that replaces a cable package, like Crane said. It's the one that costs somewhere between $55 and $60 a month. It's the one that has all the live channels that you'd watch anyway. That's the one you have to get. It's not on every streaming service like that. Jay and I both use YouTube TV. It's not there yet. There are some other over-the-top, that's this, you know, kind of cord-cutting revolution that people are going through, which, by the way, cord-cutting, it's fun. I've been doing it for a little while. It works. It's not that all that much cheaper than your cable subscription. The difference is,
it's flexibility.
Of course. You're not tied into a long-term contract. I can cancel my, you know, if they don't get a deal done, if Marquee doesn't get a deal done with YouTube TV, and Jay and I are sitting here, you know, first day of spring training going, well, we got to watch a Cubs game for work tomorrow. I'll have to cancel YouTube TV. I'll pay that dollar through the end of the month. I'll scoop up the Hulu streaming service, and I'll have Marquee that way. That's my option. But for people who aren't comfortable cutting the cord, people who like their, you know, cable service or their Comcast as a provider or whatever, they're going to have to sit there and wait or pay the extra $55 to have Hulu for. Now, here's the benefit of this.
Or find other possible streaming options that maybe aren't as
legal.
Legal.
So,
well, this is how you have to download something that disguises where you are, right?
Yeah, it's a VPN. It's a virtual private network. And I know a lot of people who do this and have been doing it for a while since MLB.TV came out. It's an extra thing you go buy. In a lot of cases, there's a service you have to pay for there. I don't know, five, six bucks a month, something like that. And it masks where you're originating the request from. It's a long way of saying it tells you that you're in Nebraska when you want to watch a Yankees game. And if you want to watch an Angels game, it'll tell them that you're in New York. And if you want to watch a Cubs game and you're here, you tell them you're in Timbuktu, and then you get to watch a Cubs game. A lot of people do it that way. It's an extra thing to go through. It's an extra step that you've got to walk through to get all of the baseball that you want.
I just think that they are really underestimating how little people know and understand about modern video broadcast technology. We know that the average fan in baseball is pushing 60.
Yep.
And I'm 50, and I still sometimes have to go to my kids and have them explain, you know, because I was like, oh, yeah, I really wanted to watch the Bulls game. And my son says, hand me your phone.
Right.
And all of a sudden he goes to, like, you know, the NBC Sportsnet app.
My team's app.
And he downloads my team's app. And he puts in my wife's DirecTV password and information.
Like, good to go.
And he goes, here, Bulls game.
Good to go.
And all of a sudden it's running through the speakers and it's in the car. And I've got a live TV broadcast of the Bulls game in my car.
You know, here's another issue. And it just kind of popped into my head, and you'll laugh at it, but I think it's more true than not. So let's say the guy who's 55 years old, kid just went off to college. Now he's got to get Marquee Network onto something somehow. He knows that, but he doesn't know how to do it. So he calls his kid. Hey, when you come home for spring break, when you come home for Easter or whatever it is, will you help? You know, it's going over to grandma or grandpa's house and helping him work the DVR or the VCR back in the day. That kid doesn't like baseball.
Right.
Statistically speaking, that kid's not interested in baseball because baseball has kind of lost that younger generation because of their reluctance to spread their content throughout the ways that kid consumes content.
Yeah, that's the irony of it, is the drive, kid that's helping you actually get it on your television isn't going to sit and watch it with you.
But if it were something he wanted to go do, then he'd call him and go, okay, fine, you old man. I will help you put your password in. Do you remember your password? No. Where is the notebook that you keep all the passwords? You threw it out. Okay, great. Let's go through all the password requests.
I'm really worried about, even when, do we have a DirecTV channel for Marquee? I don't think we actually have a channel designated yet. Now, here's
the thing.
Jay,
were you looking at that, or were you looking at Hulu channels earlier today?
Now,
I forget.
Do you remember me telling you my NBA TV story? Where I didn't get NBA TV, so I called DirecTV, and like, really? Because you get NFL Network, and you get NHL Network, or you get all these others, and MLB, and it's all on there. Like, why can't I get NBA TV? They said, well, you'd have to get this package, and he said, whoa. And they said, you've been a customer for so long that your package isn't even in the system anymore.
Oh.
That I was sort of grandfathered into this weird Franken package. And he said, you know what?
Great movie.
He said, can you live without NBA TV?
Also, a lot of tabs.
He said, can you live without NBA TV? And I said, probably. He said, I suggest you do.
Yeah.
Because if you actually paid for all the stuff you're getting right now, you'd be paying considerably more. He said, you're sort of off our grid here for what you're getting. And I'm a little concerned that when Marquee pops up, I may just be in this limbo.
Yeah.
This sort of like old DirecTV limbo where they don't know what I'm getting or why I'm getting it.
Right.
Could have stopped it old.
So what they'll do is say, well, we got to move you to this new package.
It's going to cost you more.
It's going to cost you more, and the price goes up over time, probably. A lot of these cable packages or DirecTV packages can.
And that is going to drive me to join the rest of you with a new television and new system.
Yep. I'm just looking at the DirecTV channel lineup now, and as I'm looking on the website, Marquee is not listed, Although I don't think that should alarm anyone. I mean, they're done with DirecTV. It's there. I'm sure on the launch date, it'll get pop. That list will populate. But Hulu is probably the same way, Jay?
It's not on Hulu yet. And Crane Kenny said this morning, Saturday. So I would assume just Saturday at some point, it will pop up on your feed.
So no alarm bells there. Those deals are done. The Marquee Network will be there for you Saturday when you log in. You may have to update Hulu, you know, whether you're watching it through a PlayStation or a, you know, whatever kind of device you've got. You may have to re-download the app or something or update it. So budget yourself an extra 10 minutes when you log in to watch that first spring training game, because it'll probably have to populate the list.
We know where Mark Schanowski is. We know where to find him. You can find him on these airwaves talking Bulls and NBA coming up next on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.